welcome to the first episode of Deep Dive with Hannah, a segment where we will take closer looks into hot topics of America's history still impacted today. Our first episode will follow early feminism in World War II. Now, prior to World War II, women were mostly homemakers. Those that worked outside of their home were typically secretaries, receptionists, or department store clerks. With the rise of World War II in America, the famous Rosie the Riveter picture came out depicting a strong woman with the headline, "We Can Do It." This image remains one of the best-known icons of World War II. The image of Rosie the Riveter was new and different in how it portrayed women, and many historians cite her as an inspiration for female liberation in World War II. As earlier mentioned, most women were homemakers, and those who did work were secretaries. As men fought abroad, women on the home front worked in defense plants and volunteered for war-related organizations, in addition to managing their households. It is estimated that up to 6 million women joined the civilian workforce during World War II in both white and blue-collar jobs, such as taxi drivers, construction workers, steel workers, and agriculture workers. Along with the women who began working, nearly 3,500 American women served in uniform, both at home and abroad. They created new formed corporations such as the Women's Auxiliary Corporation, the Navy Women's Reserve, the Women's Air Force Service Pilots, the Army Nurse Corporations, and the Navy Nurse Corps. It has been said that the contribution of women in America, whether it be on the farm, in the factory, or in uniform to D-Day, was just as important as the invasion effort. Feminism was taking steps in more ways than one, and in more countries than just America. Women were gaining more jobs and creating more jobs, as well as working in uniform. In other countries and communities, women were the perfect ammunition and secret weapon. Women all throughout the war effort were becoming spies. In particular, Noor Inayat Khan, a Jewish-born French woman, became known as the Spy Princess. Noor Khan joined the Women's Auxiliary Air Force. Once there, she transmitted information out of France through Morse code. Throughout it all, she refused to quit, even as other radio operators were arrested. Women throughout the world and throughout the war effort gained major strides in the feminist movement through work and creating an
equality between the genders.
Thank you, and we'll see you again next time on Deep Dive. Just as a reminder, this information was found from history.com and National World War II Museum.org. Check it out for more information.